Right now it is time for Around the World with Arjun Singh, a time where we get together and chat with Arjun, who is from Jaisalmer, India, and of course has visited our area several times, and it's our way of making the world a little smaller by getting us all together. Good day, Arjun. How are you today?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Can't complain. You know, we're going to get a little rain again today and tonight and tomorrow. And then it looks like Labor Day weekend's going to be okay. How's the weather been by you?
That's what we are waiting still. In the month of August, not even a single drop of water. So this year, it's again, I can say, we have to face drought. So not a good rain this year also, because a complete whole month of August was dry one. So still the people are waiting for that, and hopefully in as the prediction of the weather says that maybe in next week there's a little shower there, but still the people are waiting for there. So quite hot right now. The temperature is, I think it's like 105 or like that. So in these months always, in comparison to the other years, we have the less than 100, but this time it's quite hot here in Jaisalmer. And the other thing is that the life is a little bit back to the normal right now, because the schools reopened today. And well, I couldn't go to the school because I just came back from Jodhpur, and I went there with my father because he's, as you know, patient of arthritis and now got the psoriasis. So we went to meet his doctor there in Jodhpur, as we go once a month there. And so I was at the Jodhpur there. I just returned back from Jodhpur, so I couldn't go to the school, but the schools are open there, and hopefully I will go to the school tomorrow.
Yeah, schools opened up here. Any concern about COVID in the schools there in Jaisalmer?
Well, as the number of the active COVID cases, 19 in Rajasthan, in my state, is like 109 cases only. So I think it's just nothing if we compare to the months last time. So the government has also issued a health advisory. And we will be following guidelines such as maintaining social distancing, wearing masks, keeping hand wash in the schools. And there is also advice that the students who will not have masks will be given masks by the school authorities. And then it will be ensured that the teachers and other staff have been given both doses of COVID-19 vaccination. So schools have been also asked to maintain proper sanitization, and it has also been said that the students should not share lunch boxes amongst themselves as per the guidelines issued. The seating capacity of the class should not be more than 50%. And due to the COVID-19, students were discontinued for last many months. So the government has decided to reduce the syllabus of the courses by 30 to 40%. And the government has already taken preparation for the situation beforehand. So further, in order to assess students, tests will be taken every month by the schools. So the test will help schools to analyze the performance of students, and they will act as evaluation criteria in the case the government is not able to conduct board exams. So due to this COVID situations, the schools are open and students are waiting for that. Because I just came to know last night when it was declared that the schools are going to open on 1st of September. So Girdhar became very happy, and he couldn't sleep for a whole night. And he was just so excited. So getting ready for, and woke up early in the morning at 4 a.m. and getting ready to go to the school with all those masks and all those things. So students are very excited because they are just missing their schools for the last couple of years. And they think that it's just ruining their career. So students are very excited. And I also came to know when I called one of my teacher, and he told us that about 200 students come to my school today in the morning. So it was a big rush there. And it was not easy to just handle the 200 students in the school there. And we need to just make arrangements for them to just maintain social distance and masks, all those things. So it's going to be a big challenge for us, because students like to be in classes right now. They are just tired of online classes, and most of the students, they don't have that internet access. And so they are just missing the teachers and the studies here. So they are back to the school. So tough job right now for the teachers.
I was going to say, I know I've talked to students around here. Girdhar must be very, very happy to go back to school, not only for the learning process, but just to be around his friends again.
Oh yes, it's a big point, because when you are here at the home there, you just miss your friends and you miss the other school activities, the sports activities and a lot of things. So once you get a chance to go to the school, you just forget everything and you just run towards that. And definitely they just for the last many years they couldn't meet, so it's a good chance to meet your friends, to talk with them and to talk about your future plans and what are you going to, because Girdhar is now in 12th class, so in month of March he will be just in eligible for the college, so they are just planning for their future. So the students are very excited, and if you talk about, right now the schools are open for class 9 to 12th only, so like higher secondary schools only. So the kids like who are in primary and upper primary standards, they are not even allowed. So they are asking us a lot of questions, because if those students, their seniors are allowed, when they will be allowed to come to the school, the juniors one. So I think hopefully if everything goes smoothly, so in a couple of weeks they will start the school for the primary and upper primary also. So really it's good for students, and for a long time now they meet each other, and well, it's going to be very tough for the parents, because when Girdhar asked me to give a consent later, that it's my responsibility, it's the responsibility of the parents to just send your kids to the school, because the school is not responsible for that if something happens. So it's going to be very tough, because when you just sign on the consent later, that it's the responsibility of a parent. So I explained everything to the Girdhar's clearly, and he knows very well that he has to follow that health advisory just issued by the state government, that maintaining social distance, wearing mask, not sharing your lunchbox with your friends, and every time be alert there. But the thing is that when you get such kind of chances that the schools are open, you forget everything. So, well, I think it's a very good, because otherwise we have to just learn to live with the COVID-19, because you can't stay at your home for whole of your life. So we need to learn the things, and then to just life goes on. So must go on. So that is the only thing, that you just go to the school and you keep your study continue.
You know, I feel the same way. I've said here numerous times that I'm at the point now where I've gotten my shots, and I'll continue to get booster shots if I need them. And if I go into a crowded store, I'm going to wear a mask. And if I'm out and about and there's no one around, and I'm not going to wear a mask, and I'm not going to worry about what anybody else does anymore, because I'm going to do what I can do, and I want to return to normal. I'm sure everybody in Jaisalmer and the people you know want to return to as normal as possible.
Oh yes, the they are following all those things. Now it has become part of your life. The mask has become part of your life. Long ago, I remember when we have lots of Japanese tourists, like 5 to 10 years before, they all at that time having masks, and people get surprised that why they are having masks, because most of the Japanese tourists at that time, they were having masks at that time. So at that time we were thinking that why do they have that kind of mask? And even at that time, if you are a patient of a fatal disease like cancer or something else, then you are having a mask. But right now it has become the part of life of each and every citizen here. So when you go to the market, you can see the people, they are having masks, and most of the people, they are just keeping the small bottles of sanitization in their pockets, and they are just maintaining social distance. So it's good to see that the people are learning a lot, and they have just felt that kind of tragedy that happened in their life. They have lost their relatives and their friends in this tragedy. So now it has become the part of your life, and who will just teach you? You have to learn by yourself. So the people are learning, and this is a very good thing. Even if you go in the market there at the crowded places, the people want to just maintain the social distance. So now the people are learning, and that's really a very good thing, because you can't teach each and every person here that just follow it. But when you just try to follow by your own, then it's a good thing. So I can say now it has become the part of your life. The COVID has become part of your life, and you have just started to live with this COVID, and you have learned a lot from this COVID-19.
All right, Arjun, our best to your mom, your dad, and to Girdhar. We'll speak to you next month.
Thank you, sir. So kind of you. And I hope all is well in the Seren there. And hopefully, I'm sure that the weather is very good there, because whenever I feel very hot here, I just go back to my computer and I just open the photos that I visited in the Seren in 2009, 2012, 2014, and 2018. So I have thousands of pictures of that beautiful place on this earth. I can say the paradise on earth, the heaven on earth, the Seren, the green one. So I just watch those photographs and I can just feel the beauty of the nature there. So stay safe and thank you very much.
Okay, Arjun, we'll speak to you next month. That is Around the World with Arjun Singh. Of course, Arjun joins us once a month on a Tuesday, which is, a Wednesday, which is today, and we rebroadcast, of course, Arjun, and also he's on demand, RobinHoodRadio.com, on demand. Click on Around the World with Arjun Singh.